Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm at Magical Metals with Executive Director Michael Kuhn. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Scott. Hi, thanks for being here with us.
We've got a lot of exciting things to talk about today. But before we get started, Michael, tell us a little bit about your journey, how you became the executive director of Magical Metals, and maybe a little bit about Magical Metals in general.
Yeah, I think my journey here can only be described as a God thing. It was definitely not on my bingo card when I was graduating high school and going through college. I pursued a career in TV news and worked in Fort Wayne at one of the TV stations there for a few years as a reporter, and really just found myself wanting more out of my career and wanting to make a greater impact.
Right.
So left there and went to Habitat for Humanity in Fort Wayne and worked there and just fell in love with nonprofit work, fell in love with serving others and really just making a difference. Mm-hmm. Worked there for a few years, learned the ropes, and then had the opportunity to go to Camp Red Cedar in Fort Wayne, which is an inclusive summer camp for individuals with disabilities. And they had therapeutic course background.
Oh, okay.
And so that was kind of my first introduction into that world.
Right.
You know, I was born and raised here in Leesburg.
Sure.
And was around farms, but never really had that horse experience until that job. Mm-hmm. And you know, God made all the right things happen. And one day, Tammy and Carl walked through the door just looking for some advice and guidance. And well, I happened to be the one to talk to them. And
awesome.
You know, we made all these connections of, you know, hey, yeah, I'm from Kosciuszko County.
Sure.
Oh, well, you know my brother, you know
sure.
my family and all these things. And, you know, one thing led to another. And pretty soon, you know, they were inviting me out here to help lead these growth initiatives that have been happening over the last couple of years. And it's just been a huge blessing. I love the mission, love what we do here and the way that it changes lives. And I love being able to work back in my home community. That really helped raise me and has helped raise my entire family.
So tell us a little bit about the mission of Magical Meadows.
Absolutely. So for the last 19 years plus, Magical Meadows has been serving people through therapeutic horseback riding. For many of those years, we served just individuals with disabilities, children and adults of all different challenges. There was really kind of no limit to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, we added on at-risk youth. And so we do that primarily right now through a partnership with Basher Children's Home mm-hmm. over in Goshen. And love that partnership. Love to see the way it impacts those young people's lives. Yeah. And then about 5 years ago, Tammy and Carl added on the program for veterans. And
that's awesome.
And now it's grown into veterans and first responders. Mm-hmm. And we call that program Warriors Mount Up. And so those are kind of the three main demographics that we've served mm-hmm. and currently serve. But we're always growing and expanding and kind of adapting to the needs of the community. And so, you know, with the growth that's happening here, I think there's more things to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, you're doing a wonderful job. Now, that's a good segue into growth, because say you're growing, that's a gross understatement. Tell us about everything you guys have going on right now and what that will lead to in the future.
Yeah. So the big thing, you know, that hopefully people have at least heard about a little bit, but if not, we'll start from the beginning.
There
is
you go.
We have our Growing with Heart capital campaign and expansion project happening mm-hmm. right now. What that looks like is not one, but two brand new 14,000 square foot indoor riding arenas. The one on the west side of our existing building, or if you're looking at it to the left, mm-hmm. That one is under construction right now. We got the kind of the shell going up this week and the roofing going on and the siding starting to go up. And so that's really cool to see that taking shape. That building will be for really expanding our capacities for the individuals with disabilities and the at-risk youth. One of the big outcomes of that is we're going to be able to go to a year-round schedule.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. We're so excited about that. For years, we've heard from the families we serve how hard it is during the winter, you
sure.
know, because we just didn't have the facility to be able to accommodate
right.
that. And now we're going to be able to go through the winter, continue to serve them consistently reduce some of the regression that happens mm-hmm. during those times and
sure.
really just be able to be more intentional about the way that we serve our families. We're going to be able to do that through having greater insulation in that facility and mm-hmm. heaters and mm-hmm. really big fans that will circulate the air in there. But it's not just an empty arena. We also are going to have some really intentional climate-controlled finish space right when you come in.
Nice.
So there'll be a really nice welcome area and lobby. There'll be new restrooms there that have adult-sized changing tables. And mm-hmm. anybody that has a child with more profound disabilities, mm-hmm. especially physical disabilities, they know just how impactful that is to have
sure.
a clean, sanitary space where they can really care for them mm-hmm. During their sanitation things. And then there will be an observation room in there for the families to be able to hang out in a comfortable space, but still watch what's mm-hmm. going on. There will be a new tack room, a break room for our staff, and a beautiful floor-to-ceiling Fieldstone gas fireplace in there, too.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, so wow. we are super excited wow. about that. And just the expansion to our capacities, but also its quality in addition to quantity, mm-hmm. and really just giving an amazing dignified space that they can be proud of and serve them better. Other side of the existing building, we're building another same dimensions, 70 by 200 or 14,000 square foot indoor riding arena. This one is really special to us, especially as we have expanded our services for those veterans and first responders.
I think that's so awesome.
Because this building will be just for them. This is a dedicated space. And it is a 24-hour facility.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have a scan-in system sure. for them to be able to access that whenever they need it. Because we know that mental health crises, PTSD, a bad call, or just needing somewhere to just kind of unwind and hang out after a shift. Or
right.
if somebody, you know, a veteran wakes up in the middle of the night and they're struggling, as sure. we know is often the case mm-hmm. when those things come up. Mm-hmm. You know, if they just need to get out and go somewhere safe, go somewhere where they can find healing, find peace, this is a place where they can go. And we're so excited to be able to offer that space to them. There'll be a lounge in there for them to be able to hang out in, climate controlled, a fridge, a couch, you know, coffee bar for them to be able to just kind of hang out. Mm-hmm. You know, if groups of them want to get together for, you know, therapy sessions, or if they just want to hang out, they want to get together to watch the football game,
right.
or that could be a space for them to just come together.
Oh, that'd
and
be
then
great.
There's the actual arena where they can interact with the horses and find that healing as well. But it doesn't just have to be for horseback riding.
Yeah.
It's a huge indoor dirt floor arena.
Yeah.
If they want to play football, if they want to play cornhole, if
hey,
they want to, you know, we've talked with the police departments and the sheriff departments about doing trainings in there,
oh,
especially
yeah.
for, you know, their yeah. their SWAT units and the dogs and everything.
Sure.
So really endless opportunities there. But that is so exciting to be able to offer that facility to them.
You're taking care of the people that take care of us.
It's
and often forgotten about.
Absolutely. And we see that and we've heard that. And so it's our privilege mm-hmm. and our honor to be able to serve those who serve. They need somewhere and people who understand them and understand what they've been going through and just are here. We don't have to fix them. We don't have to, you know, solve the problems. We just got to be here for them. And that's what this is all about. That's what that second building is for. And we're still fundraising towards that.
That says a lot about you guys, but it says a lot about Kosciuszko County too, that we care about these people.
Absolutely.
So talk about the capital campaign. You still need some more money.
Yes.
How much more money do you need? How much do you need to raise? And do you have any fundraisers coming up? Or
yeah. So we have been super blessed to be able to, at this point, secure over $1.72 million towards the $2.1 million construction cost of both buildings.
Nice.
So we have enough to finish the first building mm-hmm. Here on the west side for the individuals with disabilities mm-hmm. and at-risk youth. Now we're trying to close that last little gap of about $375,000 mm-hmm. to be able to start and finish the building nice. For the veterans and first responders. Our goal is to start foundation work on that next month once kind of the weather turns a little bit
yes.
and a little more accommodating for that type of work. So we're really in that final push of trying to raise that last 18% to be able to complete that building without having any financial barriers to that. And so, you know, our appeal is to the community, anybody who's hearing this, if you or somebody you know are wanting to support this work, wanting to support this project that is going to change thousands of lives for generations. Mm-hmm. This is a transformational and generational project.
Sure is.
This is not just a here and now thing that, isn't that a nice little blip? This is going to change thousands of people's lives. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be a part of that, it doesn't matter whether you can give $5 or $5 million. We want you to be a part of this. And you can give to that either by sending us a check through the mail. You can do that through, if you have a donor advice fund or an IRA, we have ways of being able to accommodate that. We also do have a an investment account through Edward Jones for the capital campaign. So if you have, if you would like to transfer stocks or bonds or other types of securities, we can accept those as well. And that goes a really long way and earn some interest while that money's sitting there.
Or
you can go online. And go to our website at themagicalmeadows.org/growingwithheart. And there you can kind of see an overview of the project, all the different giving levels, and actually make an online donation that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have an upcoming event coming up?
We do. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about the capital campaign, but we're still operating as an organization.
That's right.
You know, we still have an annual budget that we are raising money for. And so our big annual fundraiser event, Rise Up, is coming up in April. So April 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. here at the Magical Meadows. We are super excited about this event again. We'll have a live bluegrass band, delicious food from Farmhouse Catering and Events. They've been catering for the last few years and everybody loves it. Such good food. Another chamber member.
That's right.
always like to support within the chamber when we can.
Well, thank you, Michael.
There'll be delicious food. We'll have live and silent auctions, inspiring speeches from the people who are directly impacted by our mission. If the building is finished, we'll hope to have it in the new building. But not quite finished, we'll at least be doing hard hat tours through that and some horseback riding demonstrations.
That's fun.
So that people can really see the mission in action. So right now, tickets are on sale on our website.
Okay.
Again, themagicalmeadows.org. And you'll see the Rise Up button at the top.
Sure.
So tickets are on sale, $100 a ticket or $800 a table. We are also seeking sponsors right now. So whether you're an individual, an organization, or a company, you can sponsor this event. You can do that just by reaching out to me through my email, which is michael@themagicalmeadows.org. Lots of ways to get involved, or through our silent auction, silent and live auction. We're seeking donations for that right now of items or experiences. If you got a lake house or a beach home that you'd be willing to offer up, you know, anything like that, reach out to us because it can go a long way and every little bit helps us as we are really working to change lives one day at a time.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job of changing lives.
Thank you.
It has been for 19 years already?
Yeah, so Magical Meadows is in its 19th year. October will be 20 years. So
can't believe it's been that long already.
Yep, Miss Tammy, it all started with her private driveway, one horse and one young man with autism. And all these years later, it's really grown into this beacon of hope. Yep. And it has been for the people that we've served during that time, but now we get to do that for so many more.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for all you do. Really appreciate it. And please, if you're listening, please support Magical Meadows. They're doing such a wonderful job. The future looks really bright. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.